Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. And I'm clearing my throat today. It's wintertime. It's cold. I have a little cough, but we're going to get through this show. So today we're going to be talking about symptoms, as I'm sitting here coughing. Today we're going to talk about symptoms. My guest today is Dawn Roberts. She's the author of Warnings of Disease. Your body uses symptoms to communicate, and your body really does use symptoms to communicate. I had Dawn on as a guest a couple of months ago, and we had some technical problems that day with sound, and there's big gaps in the sound on that recording. So I wanted to have her on again because this is such an important issue. It's such an important subject, and it's such an important thing for us, each of us, to be aware of, because you may have heard that old phrase, a stitch in time saves nine. And for many years, I wondered what that meant. And until finally one day I recognized that they're saying a stitch in time. It's not about taking a stitch in time, you know, like the clock ticking. It's about taking a stitch soon enough. A stitch in time saves nine means that if you have a rip in your fabric and you take that one stitch to repair it, then you save having to take nine stitches. And that just holds true with anything in our world, that if you have anything that needs some repair, if you take that repair right away, then you'll have less damage and it'll be easier to fix. And that's what goes on with our bodies. If we can recognize our symptoms and recognize that symptoms are our bodies saying, wait, there's something wrong, do something different, help, help, help. And we see the small symptoms and don't wait for the big symptoms, then there's so much we can do to help our bodies. And right now, a lot of people are having a lot of symptoms because our bodies are screaming at us because of toxic chemical exposure. And that if we can listen to those symptoms and not take drugs in order to make our symptoms stop, because this is what we are taught to do in our culture, is not to listen to our symptoms, but to take a drug. If you have a headache, take a drug. If you have a stomachache, take a drug. Don't look for the cause. And what we need to be doing is looking for the cause and not taking drugs or even natural remedies to make the symptoms stop. What we need to do is look at what's causing the symptom and handle the problem. And in some cases, that's going to be toxic chemical exposure. In some cases, it's going to be the foods we eat. And in some cases, it might even be an illness or a malfunction in our bodies. But we need to see our symptoms, acknowledge our symptoms, and see what's causing them. And that's what our show is about today, is listening to our bodies, watching our symptoms. My guest is Dawn Roberts, author of Warnings of Disease, Your Body Uses Symptoms to Communicate. Hi, Dawn. Thanks for being here with me.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you for having me back. I really appreciate it. And when you came on, you said you had a cough and you've had some drainage and all, and My response to that would be, you probably had a little too much Thanksgiving.
Well, actually, I didn't have any Thanksgiving.
Oh?
I think that I was in a building that was moldy a couple of weeks ago. And I think that that's what's going on, is that it's a reaction to mold. It doesn't seem to be a cold because I'm not having symptoms like flu symptoms or anything like that. I'm just having that my sinuses started burning. I was only in this building for half an hour. My sinuses started burning, and then I started having drainage, and then I started having a cough and all these things. And so I think this is entirely environmental, and I think I just need to let it run out.
Exactly. I know. I've been through that many times myself. I write about it in my book, too.
So let's start by having you tell us your story. I know you have a very dramatic story of having many symptoms and diseases and taking many drugs. And yet, when you stopped taking the drugs and started listening to your body and seeing what was going on, you found out some surprising things and were able to rid yourself of all your symptoms. So go ahead and tell us your story.
Yes, thanks. Back in 1996, my body literally fell apart like so many people's bodies are doing today. I was diagnosed with 35 different diseases. I had a heart disease, hypoglycemia, hyperthyroidism. I had a lot of chronic diseases, sinusitis, endometriosis. I had kidney stones, gallstones, fibrocystic breast disease. I had multiple chemical sensitivities. I had acid reflux. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, ulcerative colitis. I had vertigo. I had tinnitus, peripheral neuropathy, mitral valve prolapse. I had ocular migraines, and so on, restless leg syndrome. The last thing was the doctor said, well, you have symptoms of MS, Parkinson's, and Lou Gehrig's disease. So their next plan of attack was to send me to Shands Teaching Hospital in Gainesville, Florida, to figure out exactly which one I had. All in all, I had over 100 documented symptoms. I was taking 23 different powerful drugs, including heavy-duty heart drugs. And the doctors were really doing nothing to help me other than to just describe what my symptoms are by giving me a diagnosis, and then they would write me a prescription. And if that didn't work, then they started advocating surgery. The last thing they wanted to do was replace my heart valve. And I finally got so frustrated with the whole situation, and I was so sick and not getting better. I had two young children to raise. I started doing my own research. I turned away from the medical community. I turned to a homeopathic physician and also a chiropractor, and I was just led down the path to healing myself through all of my research. And what I did was is I went through my house. I cleared out every chemical that was in my house that had a warning sign or a danger notice. I went into my refrigerator and my freezers and my pantry, and every product that had a chemical in it that I did not know what it was, in other words, any food that was not a whole food, I got rid of it. And I said, okay, now let's start from the beginning. And I also did take some supplements that were not in these gelatin caps, because those in themselves are chemicals. I took hard-pressed supplements, and as a detox, I ate a lot of beets, organic beets, and spinach to detox my body. Mm-hmm. And within 2 to 3 months, diseases and symptoms started disappearing so fast. 60 pounds dropped off of me. I didn't know what was happening. Within 6 months, just about every disease and symptom that I had was gone, and by 11 months, I was a totally new person, and I have been completely healthy since 1997.
This is a very dramatic example of the difference it makes when we stop eating processed foods and when we remove toxic chemicals from our homes. I had a very similar experience where I don't even remember all the symptoms that I had now, but I remember at the time I said, these symptoms just are bizarre. They don't seem like any illness that I can identify, because I had everything from headaches and insomnia and exhaustion and depression. Like, what illness is that? You know?
Exactly. I had all those too.
Yes.
I was diagnosed with them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, so, it wasn't until I found out, actually by accident, it was just my mother actually at the time was dying of cancer, and my father took her to a doctor for intravenous vitamin C treatments, and he happened to be a doctor called a clinical ecologist. It's now called environmental medicine. And he was testing people in the office for exposure to various chemicals, and my father looked at this. He looked at the way the doctor could turn the symptoms on and off, and I see it's time for us to take a break, so I'll continue my story later after the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're talking with my guest Dawn Roberts about how our symptoms can tell us what's going on with our bodies. We'll be right back. listening to Talk Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Dawn Roberts, author of Warnings of Disease, Your Body Uses Symptoms to Communicate. And we're talking about just that, how our bodies use symptoms to communicate and what we can learn from those symptoms. Before the break, I was talking about how I found out that toxic chemicals were causing my symptoms because my father had taken my mother to a doctor. My mother was dying of cancer, and he had taken her to a doctor who would give her intravenous vitamin C treatments. And while they were there, while he was waiting for her appointments, he noticed that the doctor was doing something called provocative neutralization testing, where they would give a small amount of a food or a, you know, cat dander or toxic chemicals to the patient, and it would turn on symptoms. And then they would give another dose, and it would turn off the symptoms. And he looked at this, and he said, this is what's going on with my daughter, because he could see that my symptoms would just turn on and turn off. My symptoms were actually being turned on by very specific chemical exposures. And once I got that idea that a symptom could get turned on and off by an environmental exposure, whether it was a chemical or food or something else, then I started watching for this, and I even started keeping a journal. And what I found was that when I would spray perfume, when I'd spray my perfume on, I'd get a headache. When I took a shower and there was chlorine coming out of the shower water in the steam, I would feel faint. And then I'd get out of the shower and I'd stop feeling faint. And when I would go to bed and at night, instead of sleeping, I'd have insomnia. But later I found that there was formaldehyde resin on my permanent press bed sheets, and formaldehyde causes insomnia. And so when I changed the sheets on my bed, I had no more insomnia. And so this was quite a revelation for me to be able to make these connections between the symptoms I was having and my environmental exposures, and that I could turn my symptoms on and off at will by what I was being exposed to. And that is just very, very different from the idea of saying, I have a headache, I better take an aspirin. It was very dramatic, and I did a similar thing to what Dawn did, where one day I just went through my house and I took out everything that was a toxic chemical, anything that I could identify at the time that was a toxic chemical. So we have similar experiences, Dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things that I like about your book is that you really have it organized around symptoms and exposures. And I'd like you to, let's just take chapter 3 is about the nervous system. So could you just tell us more about, like, what to look for, what kind of symptoms are associated, like if your nervous system is giving you symptoms, what would those symptoms look like, and what your experience was? You have quite a lot of information here about identifying neurological symptoms and what to do.
Neurological symptoms begin in the neurological system. For the symptoms to begin to react, that means something that you're taking in, something that you're being exposed to, is being taken into the body and it's going directly into the brain. What I learned as a forensic document examiner, I'm used to doing scientific research, so I started doing a lot of scientific research, and what I found was that the chemicals that we eat, the chemicals that are put onto our skin, even as far as the toothpaste that we use that has warning and danger notices to call poison control if we swallow more than a pea-sized amount, these chemicals that we are ingesting into our body through the foods and the products that we use, and like you said, the formaldehyde that you breathe in, they go into your neurological system and they cause a whole host of symptoms. And they can be some that we blame on everything but the actual cause of what's
caused.
Yes.
Yeah.
What we need to know, and what I learned, was that our body, an allergic reaction is the exact same thing as an immune response. our immune response, when we are exposed to any allergen, which is nothing more than a chemical poison or a toxin, then our body sends forth symptoms. And it there are five basic symptoms that our body sends forth. They start out in the form of inflammation. And what the body does, this is how it talks to us. It says that whenever we are injured or whenever we are exposed to some abnormal stimulation caused by these toxic physical chemicals or biologic agents, then this is the starting point of disease, this is the starting point of symptoms, and this is where our body starts talking to us. There's five cardinal signs of inflammation, and this is basically the only way our body can communicate with us. It turns red, it gets hot, it swells up, it has pain, and it either inhibits or loses function in some way. So any of those five symptoms, if you were to take any disease that you have or any syndrome that you have, you'll find that your symptoms fall into one of those five categories. So that's our body, like you said earlier, that's our body saying, stop what you're doing, it's wrong. You know, stop. If you don't stop, you're not going to be able to use me anymore, and I'm going to die on you, basically.
Well, that is what happens, and I see that symptoms really, they escalate, and we're going to need to take a break just in less than a minute here. But when we come back, I want to talk about symptoms, that there's actually a hierarchy of symptoms that get worse and worse, and it tells you about different degrees of toxicity. I wrote about these in my book, Toxic Free. But I also want to mention that in my book, Toxic Free, one of the things that I learned in doing that research was that every single body system, it's now known that toxic chemicals affect every single system. And so I actually wrote out different systems and the symptoms in each system and how those are affected by toxic chemicals. That's in the appendix to my book. So that's something that anybody could go and read. It's very enlightening. So we're going to take a break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and my guest today is Dawn Roberts. She's the author of Warnings of Disease, Your Body Uses Symptoms to Communicate. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and today my guest is Dawn Roberts, author of Warnings of Disease, Your Body Uses Symptoms to Communicate. And before the break, I mentioned that in my book, Toxic Free, I had written about some symptoms and a hierarchy of symptoms that you can tell if your body is a little bit toxic or a lot toxic. And the first thing that you want to look for is, well, first let me tell you that there's actually a word which is, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, but it's emunctures, which is from the Latin emunctus, which is means to blow your nose. And I love that because it's like your body is wanting to blow its nose and get things out. And that's why it has these kinds of symptoms. So there are, so when the primary emunctures fail, and these are the processes in your body, your body will continue to try to eliminate toxics through secondary emunctories, which are all the mucous membranes and many symptoms of illness that we think of as common, such as coughing, sneezing, vomiting, diarrhea, excessive urination, and mucous membrane secretions are actually your body at work trying to remove substances that do not belong with it. So here I have this runny nose and I have this cough. And as I said at the beginning of the show, I was in a building that was very moldy. And so my body's saying, let's get this stuff out. But just notice that this list of symptoms that I read to you are all the major symptoms that we take so many over-the-counter drugs for. And so when people have those symptoms, you should be looking to see what is causing those symptoms and doing things like detoxing your body, doing things like I recommend people take liquid zeolite, pure body liquid zeolite, because it removes toxic chemicals that cause those kinds of symptoms, and it helps your body detox. Okay, so you don't do anything about it if you just take the over-the-counter drugs or the natural remedies or whatever you take. And if you aren't detoxing your body, then your body will begin to store the toxic chemicals it cannot excrete. They might accumulate in your joints as arthritis. They can affect your brain and show up as fatigue, depression, or memory loss. When your sweat glands fail to do the job of detoxing your body, your skin tries to drain toxics through oil glands, resulting in rashes, acne, and eczema. And so then if you aren't detoxing your body at that level, then you can go on to have other illnesses like cancer, birth defects, and all of these things are because of toxic chemicals building up in your body. And it even, these toxic chemicals even affect things like your weight, your blood sugar, your sex drive, all these things, every single thing that's going on in, with your body. If you're having any problem, any illness, any symptom, it's buildup of toxic chemicals in your body. And that before you do any other treatment, from the research that I've done for over 30 years, I would say before you do any other treatment for any disease, remove the toxic chemicals from your home, remove the toxic chemicals from your body. And I think that Dawn will agree with that.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I found in 17 years of research. You've got a few years on me. But all the diseases that are out there today, there are so many different itises. There's gingivitis, hepatitis, arthritis, appendicitis, colitis, endometritis. The list just goes on. There's hundreds and hundreds of these diseases. And very few people realize that the itis means inflammation. Every time you suffer with a disease that has that's given a name with an itis, like arthritis, it means that you have inflammation, and that is a sign that you have either been injured, and if you can rule out injury, then you've been exposed to some toxin. The other thing is all the osseous diseases. There's cystic fibrosis and histosis, and there's just so many of them, necrosis and multiple sclerosis, and these osseous diseases means that some pathological condition has happened within the body that is causing a functional disorder that is a circumstance of the way we live. In other words, we're exposing our body to toxins in some way, and that's how all these osseuses come about. And the way to cure yourself of these diseases is, like you said, we remove them from our body. We don't put more drugs into ourselves, which there is not one drug on the market, and I have done years and years of research into this, there is not one drug on the market that does not cause symptoms. They are all chemical drugs, and they cause more symptoms. They cause more disease. That's why people with diabetes and heart disease and depression and allergies, and they just continue to get sick all the time.
Well, they do, and they continue to take more drugs. And we don't even need to do research order to find out that these drugs are causing symptoms.
That's all.
We need to do is watch television and watch
absolutely.
Watch all those commercials. I mean, how many are there per hour
where they
tell you some brand name drug and that, you know, it'll cure this and it'll cure that. And by the way, you'll get liver disease, and taking it may be fatal. While this beautiful music is playing, and they're showing you beautiful scenes of walking through the meadow. So,
and it's not that way. I mean, my mother was in the hospital last week, which is very disturbing to me. Whenever she goes in the hospital, because she still does things that she shouldn't do, and she still exposes herself to toxins, even though she's read my book, even though she knows the lifestyle that I live. But as you walk through the halls of the hospital, people are so caught up into their symptoms and their diseases and taking drugs, it's almost as if people don't want to see the light because they take these diseases into themselves and they accept them and they go out and tell everybody that they're diseased, and it's like people are happy to be this way, and I wasn't. I was miserable.
I totally understand.
I was tired of being depressed. I was tired of being angry all the time. I was tired of having headaches. I was tired of being bloated and overweight and in pain. I was in pain 24 hours a day with fibromyalgia. I was tired of these things. So, but we don't have to be that way is what I learned. And that's
yes,
what
I learned that too. And we'll talk more about this after the break. I'm Deborah Lynn Tatt. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. And my guest today is Dawn Roberts, author of Warnings of Disease, Your Body Uses Symptoms to Communicate. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Tatt. And today my guest is Dawn Roberts, author of Warnings of Disease, Your Body Uses Symptoms to Communicate. And we're talking about how our bodies use symptoms to communicate. And it's a very interesting subject. And how we should be listening to our bodies and what they're telling us through symptoms instead of suppressing those symptoms by using drugs. Dawn, this is, you know, we could talk for hours and hours and hours. We could have an entire seminar, a whole week's worth of a conference on this subject.
Yes, ma'am, let's do it.
It really needs to be talked about more and more and more.
It does.
This is like one of the key things that needs to change in our culture. And before the break, you were talking about going to the hospital and people just accepting that they have their illnesses, and that you said that you didn't want to have your illness. And that's exactly what happened. There was something in me that said, no, I'm not going to be sick with this for the rest of my life. And that's what people were telling me. They were saying that once your body is damaged by toxic chemicals, there's nothing you can do. And that's not true. That's absolutely not true. That I've really found that if there's a whole field of toxicology, and it's been, people have been studying toxic exposures for centuries, actually.
Yes.
But we have a recent field of toxicology that is only 40 or so years old. And the first, and I studied toxicology, I've studied it a lot in the past 30 years. And the number one thing you do when somebody is being poisoned is you remove the person from the poison.
Yes.
You take the poison away, or you take the person away from the poison. That's the number one thing that you do. You can go to any poison control center and they'll say, take the person out of the house, give them fresh air, make them vomit, you know, whatever. The first thing is get the poison away from the person. And yet we're sitting here being poisoned in our homes. We're being poisoned by the food we eat, poisoned by the water that we drink. And that people don't even know it. People still don't know it, even though I've been talking about it for 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, even though it's on TV, people are being poisoned by almost everything that's in their environment. And yet we don't have to be poisoned, because you and I have done all the research to show that there are non-toxic products available. There are things that we can do to detox. That you know, we can drink clean water, we can sleep in a clean bed, that we don't have to be poisoned. And this is the big lesson that I think needs to be learned by everyone in the world right now, is that there are toxic chemicals, they're all around us, but there are non-toxic choices. And when we make those non-toxic choices, when we live toxic-free, we can get well. And that's the number one thing to do.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. And what I learned was we do not have to be sick. We do not have to be fat. We do not have to be unhealthy. This is what modern medicine wants us to think, but it's not that way. We've taken blame to a new level, in my opinion. We blame everything but the truth, and the truth is toxins cause disease and illness. Toxins cause weight gain.
Yes.
You don't just sit and gain weight for no reason. You know, that you're taking in the toxins, the body cannot process the toxin, it's putting it into fat cells, and then you swell up and you gain weight. And
that's exactly right. I can't tell you how many people, I used to work in a doctor's office where we were treating people who had chemical poisoning. And I can't tell you how many people I just watched gain weight just from their toxic chemical exposure.
Yeah, so many people are given prednisone, steroids, and what's the first thing they do? They swell up, but they take it anyway. I run from those things. And we can live this life. I've lived this life since 1996, 97. I have not been sick. I take no drugs. All body, I'm 58 years old. All body signs are fine. Everything's perfect. My weight is normal. And the first half of my life up till I was 40, I was deathly ill all the time.
Yeah.
I live a healthy lifestyle. I know what to eat. I know what not to eat. I know what chemicals not to expose myself to. Formaldehyde, you mentioned earlier, is huge. A couple of years ago, the FDA finally came out and put it on the list saying that, yes, formaldehyde is known to cause cancer.
Yeah.
Of course, the chemical manufacturers were up at arms at that because it's big business for them. But we as individuals have to take our own health into our own hands. We can't just give it to the doctor and go, here, fix it, because they're not fixing it. We're getting sicker and fatter.
I think doctors are well-intentioned, but I think that everybody's been educated. The doctors have been educated in our modern medical system, and they haven't been educated in the basics of healthy living.
No, they haven't.
And you and I managed to find that if we do the right things to build health, then we are healthy.
Exactly.
It really comes down to that.
It does. And our body does have the ability to heal itself, even from heart disease. I was going to a cardiologist every month. The heart meds that they put me on, they were increasing the dosage a couple times a year. They wanted to replace the valve on my heart. I have no heart disease now.
Yes,
I understand. Symptoms. It's gone. My body healed itself. Neuropathy. I shook so bad, everything twitched. My head bobbed around. I tripped when I walked. I dropped a lot of things. I walked sideways. I was dizzy. I was disoriented. My head spun all the time. It's gone. When I cleaned out my body and quit exposing myself to all these terrible things, it went away. And that's what people need to learn. You stop exposing your body to these things. It's your body and you're exposing it. You need to stop.
I totally agree. There was a time when I just realized, you know, you just have these realizations of things that are just so blindingly true. And many, many years ago, I realized one day that my body is designed by nature to be healthy.
Exactly.
And that is my natural state, is to be healthy. And if my body isn't healthy, it's because I'm doing something to it to change its state of health.
Yes.
And that what I need to do is figure out what I've done and stop doing it.
Exactly.
And that I don't need surgery. I don't need drugs. No. I just need to stop interfering with my natural condition.
Exactly. And the body has the miraculous ability to heal itself. It can definitely heal. I think you and I are both proof.
We are. So we only have about 3 minutes left. Is there anything that you'd really like to say that you haven't said?
Well, I do like the idea of you and I getting out and doing a seminar. I think that would be good since we're both in Florida.
Oh, that's right. Where in Florida are you?
That's right. I'm in Central Florida. I'm northeast of Orlando.
Well, that's not far from me at all. Well, we'll have to figure out what we can do about that.
Yes, we should. But what I want people to know, and I'm like you, it's just I want people to know the truth. I don't want people to be hurting anymore, because I was hurting and in so much pain, and I suffered so much, and I was going broke, going to doctors and taking tests and taking drugs, and I was just a miserable person, and now I'm not. And now I'm very blessed to have learned all the things that I've learned what people need to do is do their own research. I feel like sometimes people are, it's almost like people are being brainwashed into thinking that they can't get better. But we can, and that's what I want people to know, that there is hope. And just start doing your research. The research is out there. The information is out there. There's your book, and there's my book. My book's available on Amazon and Dakemani, the publisher, DAKEMANI.com. Start reading everything that you can. Another book that really helped me was Excitotoxins, The Taste That Cures. The Taste That Kills by Dr. Russell Blaylock. That was a great book that helped me.
Yeah.
So allergies. The quick thing is with allergies, people blame everything. I'm allergic, I'm allergic, I'm allergic. An allergy is an immune response.
Yes.
Every time you have some allergy attack, it means your body is reacting the way it's supposed to with the immune response. You start sniffling, you start drainage, you start coughing, sneezing, your body gets fever, it goes through all those five inflammatory processes, and then that's just your body telling you, hey, I've been exposed to some chemical. A lot of people think they're allergic to dogs or cats. What I found was I wasn't allergic to dogs and cats. I was allergic to dogs are being fed bad food and bad treats and human foods, and dogs are taking all these vaccines and the
show. Dawn, I need to interrupt you because we're coming up to the end of the show. Thank you so much for being on.
Okay.
And I'm glad that we did this again, and we'll talk soon.
Okay,
thank you for being here with me. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lindad, and we'll be back tomorrow.